from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Trump says he wants to get immediate relief to working families. In his address to a joint session of Congress, Trump said he inherited from the last administration an economic catastrophe and an inflation nightmare.
Their policies drove up energy prices, pushed up grocery costs, and drove the necessities of life out of reach for millions and millions of Americans. They've never had anything like it.
And reaction to President Trump's speech last night ran along party lines, with Democrats attacking the speech and Republicans praising his words. Governor Murphy wrote that he was disappointed that Trump did not offer an optimistic and unifying vision for renewing the American dream, while Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew wrote, "The golden age of America has only just begun." New Jersey News brought to you by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet connection backup and business phone, all for just $90 a month. Visit optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today. A 17-year-old student is facing charges after allegedly making threats that caused a brief lockdown at South Brunswick High School. On Tuesday, administrators and the school resource officer were alerted to a reported threat. For nearly 40 minutes, the school was on lockdown as police investigated. A folding knife was recovered, and a juvenile was charged with terroristic threats and weapons possession. State police want the public's help in an awful case of animal cruelty.
State police troopers were called to a maintenance yard along the parkway in Monmouth County late Thursday morning. Workers had found four large dog food bags along the highway near a marshy area in Aberdeen. Inside were four dead pit bull mixes. Police say the dogs had suffered injuries consistent with dogfighting. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a dolphin found stranded in a creek in Monmouth Beach on Tuesday has been euthanized. According to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center, the dolphin was weak and lethargic with lesions on multiple parts of its body. It was euthanized to prevent further suffering. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Watch out for a big storm tonight. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Best case scenario today, an inch of healthy rainfall later on. Yeah, it would be soggy and sloppy for a few hours, but we really need the rain. Worst case scenario, adding wind, hail, power outages, and flooding to the mix. Also making matters worse is the fact that the nastiest weather potentially coincides with the evening commute. For now, cloudy, turning windy, chance of a spot shower, highs upper 50s to around 60. Starting around mid-afternoon, we'll watch for that round of widespread rain and strong thunderstorms to come in. Biggest concerns, heavy rain and gusty winds. Rain will taper off late this evening, although lingering showers and fog are possible through daybreak tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s and blustery tomorrow, cooling down. 50s in the morning, 40s by tomorrow afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now it's 61 in Morristown, 61 in Ewing, 60 in Turnersville. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm. Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water. Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for just only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.